Thank you.
So, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting, Licensing Committee. This meeting will be recorded, and the sound recording is subsequently made available via the Council's website. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulation 2014, that other public may film, record, tweet, and blog from this meeting. The use of any images and sound recording is not under the Council's control. So item one on this agenda, apologies.
Apologies from Councillors Brooks and Councillor Popley, Chair.
Thank you. Minutes of the previous meeting, I'm sure we've all seen them and we agree them. Propose we accept?
I propose we accept them.
And has that got a second now?
I have.
And we're all in favour of those. Yep. Thank you very much. Item three, disclosure of pecuniary interest. Has anybody got anything to declare appertaining to this agenda?
No, Chair.
Questions under committee procedures? Have we got any?
None,
Chair. So, what we're here for tonight, and thank you all for attending. Licensing fees, Hackney Carriage, I'm guessing you're presenting, Grace.
Yes.
The meeting could slow down now.
Thank you, Chair.
Don't be intimidated, Grace.
So the purpose of tonight's report, members, are that the Licensing Committee consider the objections and the trade petition received by the Licensing Authority in relation to the statutory consultation on the proposed increase in fees. The fees relate to the Hackney Carriages and private hire vehicles. The recommendations are that we determine how and if the fees should be amended, considering the objections received, and determine that if the proposed new fees shall come into effect, propose a date within 2 months for the implementation. So the background of the report, the licensing fees are reviewed on an annual basis, but the last time they were reviewed was May 2019, prior to the pandemic. The Licensing Act 2003 and the Gambling Act 2007 fees are statutory and set by central government. The Licensing Authority has the discretion to set the fees for the areas of the taxes, the scrap metal and the sex establishments. Charnwood currently has no sex establishments as they both closed in the pandemic. The power to set the fees for the licensed drivers is set out in section 53(2) of the Local Government Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1976, whilst the power to set fees for licensed vehicles and operators is section 70 of the Local Government Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1976. The power to set fees for scrap metal dealers and collectors is set out in the Scrap Metal Act 2013. The fee approval process has previously been determined by the Licensing Committee in 2015. And it was determined at that point that the Head of Regulatory and Community Safety would publish a notice in the local newspaper with the proposed vehicle and operator fee increases as required under Section 70 of the Local Government Miscellaneous Provisions Act. To ensure transparency, all the Hackney Carriage and private hire licence fees are included in that public notice. The fees and charges are confirmed by a delegated decision by the Head of Regulatory and Community Safety and in liaison with the Chair of the Licensing Committee, Councillor Mark Lowe, and the relevant Cabinet and Leave member. The delegated decision, DD 039/2023, is for the proposed licence fee increase, was agreed and published on the 2nd of March and is attached at Appendix 1. Section 70, which is attached at Appendix 2 of the report, permits the Council to charge for the grant of licences in respect of Hackney Carriage and private hire vehicles and operators, and that fees charged can only cover the cost of administration of the licensing scheme. They cannot be used to raise surplus funds. Under Section 70 of the Act, a notice of proposed fees needs to be published and public comments invited. The notices attached to Appendix 3, and as stated before, to ensure transparency, that public notice contains all the licence fees for Hackney Carriage and private hire. The notice was published on the 1st of March 2023 in the Loughborough Echo, added to the Council's website and advertised on the Council's notice board outside the Council. To ensure all the trade was aware of the consultation, an additional email, trade email, was sent to all the trade, and this is attached at Appendix 4 of the report. Section 70.5 of the Act at Appendix 2 states that if an objection is raised and then not withdrawn, the District Council shall set a further date, not later than 2 months, after the first specified date when the fees shall come into force, with or without modifications, as decided by the District Council after consideration of the objections. 5 objections have been received from chartered licensed drivers by email. These are attached at Appendix 5A. A trade petition has also been received from the Charnwood Taxi Association, that is in relation to the Hackneys. This is attached at Appendix 5B. 3 of the objections referred to in 3.1 refer to Uber. Attached to Appendix 5C is the response sent to those objectors in the previous newsletter sent in 2019. So in conclusion, the Licensing Committee are asked to consider the objections received and determine how and if the fees are to be amended, considering the objections received, and propose a date within 2 months of the 1st of April for the implementation. As the first date, deadline for objections was the 1st of April 2023, any such variation or moderation to the fees would be required by the 31st of May 2023. Back to you, Chair.
Thank you. So, we're going to talk to questions. Somebody must have a question. Comments?
I've got a slight question about how many licences do you issue a year, or how many are currently held, just so I can get...
Approximately we have 149 Hackneys, about 55 private hires, and the equivalent 223, I would think, in drivers, and then we've got 24 operators. They are the private hire operators that take the bookings for the private hire vehicles and drivers.
Right, thank you. And were there any comments other than objections?
No. No. It's been as received.
Who takes the fee for Uber?
That would be Uber. Uber is a very complex situation.
We've got all night.
I was going to say, I was fearful you were going to say that. Uber is a private hire operator, and as such, they act as an operator. They have the technical knowledge to put bookings out to private hire vehicles. So a Hackney licensed by us within the borough, and it gets very complicated, can act or take private hire jobs, so take pre-bookings, under an operator's licence. So they can in effect work for Uber, even though Uber isn't licensed or doesn't hold a private hire operator's licence with us. But ultimately there has to be the rule of three. So for example, a private hire operator such as Uber, if they wanted to subcontract that job to a private hire vehicle in the borough, they would have to send it through, because they're not licensed by us, they would have to send it through a private hire operator within the borough to then send it to a Charnwood borough plated and badged private hire driver. But all the fees for Uber go to Uber because it's a company.
I see. So that's when I use Uber a lot, and when I want to my money back because they've not provided the service I wanted, it's nothing to do with the driver.
No, it's a civil claim between yourself and the company.
Paul.
So is that what happened to me? I tried to get a taxi from Loughborough to Salisbury.
Yeah.
Couldn't get one with the normal people, so we tried Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And the local normal taxi turned up.
Possibly.
Is that what they subbed it to them?
Yes.
And they took the booking?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I found very strange.
They should have done. I mean, we go into our Charnwood licensed operator bases and check bookings, which include subcontracting bookings, but we haven't got Uber operator with us, so we can't check their bookings. That would have to be under somebody who licensed Uber.
I just found it very strange that I was trying to book a reputable company, we'll say, through Loughborough. And then my son says he was Uber. And it was the same company I've been ringing, said they couldn't do one, turned up.
Yeah.
For a lot less money.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's since they subcontracted, or since they got rid of some of the red tape, and when I say they, I mean central government, because the legislation comes from them, whoever the guidance is written by. But in 2015, they deregulated the taxes for in respect of private hire operators. So prior to 2015, if I owned a private hire business in Charnwood, and you owned a private hire business in Charnwood, and it was a Saturday night, busy, I'd only got five cars, and all my five cars were busy, I could ring you, licensed by Charnwood, Charnwood vehicle, Charnwood driver, and subcontract it to you, because you could only at that point subcontract within your licensing authority. In 2015, they deregulated that and allowed it to be subcontracted over the boundaries, which is why you've got the cross-border hiring. And it's not illegal if it's done correctly. And as long as they comply, then there is nothing that we can do, which is a frustration to both us, because people like yourself could be getting in a car licensed by another authority that may not follow the same safety standards as us, but also it doesn't help the local trade.
That's another question.
Yeah, go on. Come
is this why I see lots of taxis with Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
Councillor Anderson.
I think Rhys has answered what I was going to say. I said, do we not charge cross border anymore? No, we're not allowed. That's defunct. No.
It's been because it can be.
Because you used to go into one part from Leicester, then you come into you come in the bordering line, and you just have to charge. You to be able to get some fees back for the local authority. For that. Yeah. You've answered my question. Thank you.
Councillor.
Thank you. If Happy goes to Uber, does Uber own that taxi for that night? Just on that run?
On that run.
So they've still got the privilege of being hailed?
Oh yes, yeah. Only within our borough, they can only stand on our ranks. They can't work for, I don't know, let me think. Uber, if Uber have got Derby, they've got a licence with Derby City Council, our Hackney can't go and sit on a Derby rank. Our Hackneys can only sit on our ranks. Likewise, Derby's Hackneys can't come and sit on our ranks. But if that rank, if that job's going through Derby, if a job's coming to Derby Uber, and then it's coming to, say, a Leicester Uber, and they've then given that to one of our Hackneys that's gone through one of our, that he can work for himself, he wouldn't need an operator, then he can do that job because he's acting as a separate driver for that company, for that one run. So he can do that run, then come back and sit on the rank.
Yeah, thank you.
I was wondering, because one of these says that it's over 85% of fares, is that correct? You know what number of fares?
No. We won't be able to assess that because we can't see what other councils or others' cars are doing it. So, for example, we're in what we call the Golden Triangle and we're surrounded by Nottingham, Derby and Leicestershire. Uber have got a base with all of those three.
Right.
So, potentially, the member of the public can book with who they want. So they can book an Uber and that Uber can come in and it could be licensed by any authority as long as that has been correctly subcontracted if it's through a private hire firm. But we wouldn't be able to check the runs. We wouldn't be able to know that.
I know, sorry, but my other question was, has any other council or authority managed to restrict how much Uber is taking?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So there's not a way that...
No. No. Because it's very difficult to restrict, because under the Act, we can't restrict drivers from outside the area applying to us. We've got drivers that are licensed with us that live in Derby, Leicester, and so on. Likewise, if somebody, as long as you've got that rule of three, and that only works for really the private hires, then you've got that job.
Councillor Savage.
I just wondered how our new tariffs compare to other licensing authorities.
We've done a benchmark. We were about middle, and we remain, I think, within the fifth of the list. We've done a benchmark. It's very difficult to look at the equate who's doing what, because different councils have got different things. So, for example, some councils will charge for a vehicle, say, that if they've got their own depot, so they test their vehicles themselves, it may include the vehicle test, but we haven't got our own depot, so ours doesn't include the cost of the vehicle being tested. So it's very difficult to assess it, but we're about, out of the eight or nine authorities, we're about fifth, so we're pretty middle of the road.
Not where you want to be.
So obviously the question here is, do we accept the proposal to put the licensing fee up? Is there any other questions?
I propose we accept the new licensing fees. Seems reasonable.
Is there any other questions before I put that to the vote?
Do we need to set a date?
That would be the net, yeah. If you were agree it, then it would be the date.
So yeah.
2032. It would have to be in by the 31st of May, yeah. 2023.
Right. So it's been proposed, it's been seconded, that we agree to the increase. A show of hands in favour of that? A show of hands against? Abstentions? So that's passed. So now you want to set a date. And the proposal is the 31st of
May.
May.
That's 2 months from the date when the objection period was.
Proposed?
Proposed.
Seconded. A show of hands in favour of that date.
One, two, three.
Yeah. So yes, that was everybody, so there's none against.
So Chair, I'd just like to say for the 30 minutes that agreed was as the fees were as set out in appendix 1 to the report.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just very mindful they've not gone up since 2019.
I have worked it out very much. I'll show you all the calculations. So I have rewritten all the calculations to reflect exactly what we do and what the drivers now do, because the process has changed since COVID. It's more, I won't say it's online, because it's more electronic by email, but a lot of different checks have come in, and the licensing office is doing more back office work, whereas before COVID it went through the contact centre. So we've gone through the budget, and the budget reflects, the work that we do reflects what we charge. And it's been, you know, the consideration has been taken into account that it's to close a gap between what we are charging and what we could charge, because we're not charging the maximum by any means. And to remain competitive with fellow councils.
Thank you very much, Grace, and that ends the meeting. I would just say it's been a pleasure working with you. For those that are standing at the next election, I hope to see you again if I get in. If not, thank you and good night.